Here's a look at some of the best-selling nonfiction books according to IndieBound, an organization of independent booksellers associated with the American Booksellers Association. At the top of the list is Thomas Piketty's Capital in the 21st Century. In it, the French economist reports on wealth and income inequality in Europe and the United States since the 18th century. Second is Everything I Need to Know I Learned from a Little Golden Book by Diane Muldrow. Best-selling authors of Freakonomics, Stephen Levitt and Stephen Dubner, are in third with their latest book, Think Like a Freak. And number four is Tibetan Peach Pie by Tom Robbins. Michael Lewis is fifth with Flash Boys, an examination of high-frequency trading. Book TV recently hosted a viewer call-in program with Mr. Lewis that can be viewed anytime at booktv.org. Congratulations, by the way, by George Saunders is sixth on IndieBound's bestsellers list, followed by former Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner with Stress Test. You can watch Mr. Geithner discuss his book on our website. Number eight is A Fighting Chance by Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. Book TV recently covered Senator Warren and Thomas Piketty in conversation at the Old South Meeting House in Boston. Look for it to air this weekend. At ninth, journalist Glenn Greenwald recounts his experiences with Edward Snowden and the NSA in No Place to Hide. You can watch Glenn Greenwald's talk from last month in Washington, D.C. at our website, booktv.org. And wrapping up IndieBound's bestsellers list at number 10 is New Yorker writer Malcolm Gladwell's David and Goliath. His talk on the book from the Free Library of Philadelphia is available to watch anytime at booktv.org.